A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Be sure of this, if the master of the house had known the hour when the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come." Then Peter said, "Lord, is this parable meant for us or for everyone?" And the Lord replied, "Who then is the faithful and prudent steward whom the master will put in charge of his servants to distribute the food allowance at the proper time? Blessed is that servant whom his master on arrival finds doing so. Truly, I say to you, he will put him in charge of all his property. But if that servant says to himself, 'My master is delayed in coming,' and begins to beat the men servants and the maid servants, to eat and drink and get drunk, then that servant's master will come on an unexpected day and at an unknown hour, and will punish the servant severely and assign him a place with the unfaithful. That servant who knew his master's will, but did not make preparations, nor act in accord with his will, shall be beaten severely. And the servant who was ignorant of his master's will, but acted in a way deserving of a severe beating, shall be beaten only lightly. Much will be required of the person entrusted with much, and still more will be demanded of the person entrusted with more." The Gospel of the Lord. Today is the optional memorial of St. Anthony Claret. On the secular calendar, it is United Nations Day. Let us see if they have something in common in light of today's Gospel. This passage of Luke, at the time of its writing, was seen as a lesson about being prepared for Jesus' second coming, as new Christians were hoping. So they read into the parable that they must be prepared for the hour of his arrival, not knowing when that hour would be. It was a take-charge parable to them. Be prepared, be ready, and of course be awake for that final hour. It is couched in the language of steward and master, the land and distribution of the land. Another way we've looked at this parable is to consider the faithful stewardship of the earth's resources, not only care of the land and environment, but of health care, education, and the distribution of other resources through man-made institutions. Many of our saints understood this idea of careful stewardship, and St. Anthony Claret was no exception. He was born in 1807 in Spain and was known, among other things, for being a social reformer in Cuba. He encouraged families there to raise a variety of foods on their farms for themselves and the marketplace, instead of for vested interests who wanted them to work on just the one cash crop of sugar. He helped lay the groundwork for future generations to come, although he was diverted many times by other requests from the Queen back in Spain. Many good people have also laid the groundwork for the United Nations, even though it might not have been popular at one time. I remember that when I moved to the Midwest years ago from San Francisco Bay Area, where the United Nations was chartered on this date in 1945, and I was very confused about the billboards in the countryside, often on farmland, that said, "Get us out of the United Nations." Today, good people in great numbers, including clergy and lay people, are part of its faithful stewardship of the world's resources through their work in NGOs, non-governmental organizations that have consultative status at the UN. Perhaps you are aware of the Millennium Development Goals, or MDGs, of the UN. They were agreed to as a 15-year program of action by all member states in 2000 to make a major dent in such areas as poverty and early childhood deaths. Unfortunately, the progress towards achieving the MDGs was badly affected by the terrorist attacks of September 11, 2001. Much of the money and resources that rich countries had promised was redirected from the UN to financing the war on terror. Money has not only been diverted from programs at the UN, but from programs that would be helpful to our fellow citizens of the United States. Programs in health, insurance, and education, to name a few. Billions of dollars. So who, then, is the steward when institutions and governments aren't taking care of natural resources for the common good, as in the gospel message? Could the answer have something to do with us? Or are we like Peter, who asks here, "Who, Lord, are you talking about? Is this parable meant for us or everyone? What resources and talents do we have for the common good? Can you and I be a little like the social reformer that St. Anthony Claret was, even though we know we will be diverted from time to time? If you're like me, I'd rather be successful right away, totally successful. So when I think about the diversion of billions of dollars away from education and health insurance, I often throw up my hands and end up doing nothing at all because the problem seems too big. And then I realize that's my ego talking. Jesus does not ask us to be successful according to our ego needs. He asks us to be faithful and prudent according to his ideas in the gospel. Being faithful to laying the groundwork like St. Anthony and the folks at the NGOs and what they've done. The harvest may be delayed, but it will come. Be faithful and awake, for we do not know the hour when things will change. Like Mother Teresa once said, "I am not called to be successful, but I am called to be faithful." Amen.